We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
Deep gratitude may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, admirable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our program can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Cristal Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.supremastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Australia plans to ban tobacco advertisements on the internet. In humanitarian news, one-room shelters help Pakistani citizens return home. In animal welfare news, Colombians speak out for our precious co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 28th, esteemed French composer Maurice Ravel is remembered. He was born in Cebu, France in 1875 and passed away on this day in 1937 in Paris. Mr. Ravel was renowned for his piano music and his great gift as an orchestrator. Recognized as one of the most influential composers of the early 20th century, he loved a variety of styles including French Baroque, Spanish folk traditions, and American jazz and blues. Among his best-known works are String Quartet, the ballet Daphnis and Chloe, and Bolero. May the outstanding talent of Mr. Maurice Ravel continue to bring joy to many enthralled lovers of music.
Flying news. Lives lost as cold wave sweeps India. As of Sunday, December 26, at least five people had succumbed to a cold snap across the north that caused thermometers to drop below 0 degrees Celsius. The chill also penetrated Punjab and Haryana states, with temperatures that dropped below average by 2 to 5 degrees in most cities. Meanwhile, a dense fog reduced visibility to near zero in many places, with extensive power failures in some regions. A series of accidents on the Noida-Greater Noida Expressway on Sunday morning left at least 12 people with minor injuries. And in the capital New Delhi, thousands of passengers were left stranded as flights and trains were affected.
Sending her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is required and to go if possible to distribute materials for warmth to the most vulnerable. She also said that emergency funds would be available as necessary.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we wish the storm-stricken people of India a speedy recuperation to the regularity of their daily lives, as we pray that the weather may soon be stabilized through our gentler stewardship of the ecosphere.
Unseasonable weather leads to multiple airport closures in Russia. Near-freezing temperatures on Sunday, December 26, produced unusual hailstorms in Moscow, leading to a power line failure that left more than 300,000 people and 14 hospitals without electricity. Officials at Moscow's largest, Domodedovo Airport, were also forced to close it down, stranding some 16,000 travelers for at least the next 15 hours until outbound flights began to be allowed.
The unseasonable showers and sleet created dangerous black ice across the city in what one television station referred to as a large concrete skating rink. Meanwhile, seven other airports in Russia were closed as the sleet covered planes in a thick coat of ice and other power lines were downed. Regional officials advised residents not to go outside unless absolutely necessary due to the extreme conditions. Elsewhere in Europe, airports struggled to return to full flight schedules due to the extreme weather having shut down travel there. In the UK, flights to the United States were still being cancelled out of London's Heathrow Airport. And in Paris, France, the Charles de Gaulle Airport was also still experiencing delays and cancellations. We are grateful for the officials' safety precautions and the efforts of all personnel working to restore normal function. Our prayers for the ongoing protection of Russian and all European people, and that humanity's greater care of the environment helps ease such unexpected and distressing conditions as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Ireland contributes to better livelihoods in Uganda. The Republic of Ireland is donating 3.9 million euros for the 1.1 million less fortunate residents in the northeastern Karamoja region, known for its harsh climate and unforgiving conditions. With drought conditions that have also afflicted the area in the last few years, the three-year project hopes to aid people by providing improvements in food security, emergency response, and economic empowerment for women, among others. This program, which will be carried out by humanitarian organization Oxfam and 12 other civil society organizations, is part of Ireland's five-year €29 million project to help advance the overall development of the Karamoja people. We offer our wholehearted thank you to the Irish government and God bless this much-needed assistance, wishing the gentle-hearted Ugandan residents abundant sustenance, prosperity, and peace.
U.S. welcomes two new Loving Huts. As the world's fastest growing family of vegan restaurants, Loving Hut International has opened two new locales in the United States, one in the nation's southern state of Florida and one in California. Loving Hut International is encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of offering diverse, scrumptious, and nourishing plant-based meals at an affordable price.
At the October 2010 Tampa Bay Veg Fest in Florida, four-time U.S. National Basketball Association or NBA champion and vegan John Sally spoke of Loving Hut being his choice dining spot.
My favorite vegan restaurant, Loving Hut.
Now, Tampa, Florida is home to one of the most recently opened Loving Huts. Customers express their appreciation.
There's all kinds of reasons to be vegetarian, right? Mainly ethical concerns, the treatment of animals, yeah. And of course there's health concerns as well.
Well, I read about the Supreme Master and she sounds great and offers this karma-free food for us and came out to try it. It's great.
Across the nation, in the western state of California, the grand opening of Loving Hut Brea was attended by such distinguished guests as Brea City Council member and mayor Ron Garcia, as well as vegan VIPs that included Go Vegan radio host Bob Linden, co-founder of People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, Alex Pacheco, and Julie Curran Mescal, director of humane education at Orange County People for Animals.
The heavens smile each time a new vegan restaurant opens, and so we're so pleased to see Loving Hut open here.
Today, I really want to send out a big thank you to Supreme Master Ching Hai for making this fantastic Loving Hut possible. Anyone listening to this, the food at Loving Hut is fantastic. It's great for your health. It's great for all of our health. It's great for our environment, it's great for the planet, it's great for the animals, and it's great for our souls. So please do yourself a favor and go to Loving Hut. You'll love it.
Congratulations, Loving Huts Tampa and Brea. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her compassionate support at the Kind Plant-Based Fair. As more and more people choose the purely satisfying vegan lifestyle, may we soon enter a new era of health and peace among all beings.
Hi, I'm Alex Pacheco, and I'm one of the co-founders of PETA. And I want everybody out there to be veg, go green, to save the planet.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
Hundred former Tamil Tigers freed in their homeland. 98 men and 2 women detained since 2009 were released by the Sri Lankan government on Saturday, December 25th. Their freedom was celebrated in a ceremony in the Vavuniya district of Northern Province, coinciding with Christmas Day. We are gladdened to know of these 100 newly freed Sri Lankans. May their reunions with loved ones be blessed with happiness and many joyful new chapters in life.
Bolivian girl saves baby from floods. 10-year-old Rosa Andrade of the Bolivian mining town of Chima is a heroine in the eyes of one mother and the world. Recent flooding saw the Tipu-Ani River overflow into their village, sweeping away property and dwellings. Something in the waters caught the attention of young Rosa, who looking closer saw a 9-month-old baby floating in a carriage. Rosa did not hesitate. She told reporters, "I jumped in and grabbed it with one arm, and with the other I swam with all of my strength and gave it back to her mom." The infant's mother, Celia Cantuta, confirmed her relief and gratitude at once again having her child safe in her arms. "A big salute, brave young Rosa, for your spontaneous and selfless actions in rescuing the baby. May we all be reminded to rejoice in the gift of life, as we wish you and fellow Chima residents God's protection and a swift recovery of daily stability and comfort." For her loving and courageous deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Rosa with the Shining World Heroine Award, along with $500 for extra school and other supplies.
Save our planet. Accelerated glacier melt threatens food security. Rapid melting of high mountain glaciers is jeopardizing livelihoods as well as global food supplies, according to a new report released by the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP. The report notes that South American and Alaskan glaciers are among the most rapidly melting, followed by North America, then Asia. As approximately 50% of the world's population inhabits watersheds of major rivers originating in high-altitude glaciers and snow, this accelerating melt rate is posing widespread threats to social stability and food supplies.
UNEP Executive Director Akeem Steiner stated, "Changes in the intensity and timing of rains, added to variable snow and glacier melt, will increasingly challenge food security and the livelihoods of the most vulnerable." This report underlines a global trend, observed over many decades now in some parts of the globe, which has short and long-term implications for considerable numbers of people.
Our thanks, Executive Director Steiner and United Nations Environment Programme, for alerting us to the potentially severe survival-related ramifications of climate change. We pray this information is understood and catastrophe avoided as people rapidly adopt the planet-saving vegan solution.
During an August 2010 teleconference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai urged for both physical and spiritual efforts to minimize the calamities of climate change and save lives.
You see disaster more and more all the time now. Yeah, shortage of food, shortage of water, disaster everywhere. People are suffering so much, that you could not even bear to think about it even. Right now we need to meditate more, everybody, to purify the earth, atmosphere, and to elevate the people and the beings on this planet so that there's less suffering, more enlightening, and more security, more goodness and benefit to everybody, okay? It's very important right now, more than ever. If people turn to veganism this time, it's to save the planet. That means to save lives, not only animals' lives, but the earth life and the humans' lives, you know, billions of us.
Save our planet. US and Swiss researchers are developing a solar fuel device that uses the sun's energy and a metal oxide called ceria, along with carbon dioxide and water, to generate hydrogen and other gases that can be used as fuel sources.
Save our planet. With a 5.8 degrees Celsius temperature increase possible by the end of the century, along with an 80% loss of the nation's mangroves due to sea level rise, Dr. Tawfiq Kasiksi of the United Arab Emirates University states that rapid mitigation action is needed to avoid these and other climate change effects.
Hi friends, I'm Caring the Kangaroo.
Hi, I'm Baby Joey. It's an animal-free diet for us.
Would you like to hear a tip for repurposing a gift bag?
You can use it as a book cover. Start by cutting the bag open so it lies flat.
Then place the book on the paper and measure for its size plus 5 centimeters, approximately 2 extra inches along all the edges.
After the excess is removed, it could be used for making bookmarks.
Next, fold the top and bottom edges to fit the length of the book, then fold in each side.
You can secure the side folds with tape. Now you have an attractive book protector.
Thank you for tuning in.
And thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the globe.
Good governance news, Australia plans to ban tobacco advertisements on the internet. The new law to prohibit retailers from promoting cheap or tax-free cigarettes online is part of the government's campaign to cut smoking rates by 10% by 2018. Health Minister Her Excellency Nicola Roxon stated, "Together with our efforts to mandate the plain packaging of tobacco products from 2012, Australia is on track to have the world's toughest measures against tobacco." Our gratitude, Your Excellency Nicola Roxon and Australian Government, for your decisive steps to protect the health of your co-citizens. May all leaders and individuals take the necessary actions to promote greater well-being for each of Earth's inhabitants.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion US dollars in the United States alone. Depression. Light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis. Kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For help quitting, please visit. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
In humanitarian news, one-room shelters help Pakistani citizens return home. The International Organization for Migration will support the building of 25,000 basic habitats. Those will be in the provinces of Sindh, Punjab and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa for people who have been displaced by earlier floods. The Office of United States Foreign Disaster Assistance has donated $10 million to begin this important work. Cash grants will be given to families to construct the shelters with the assistance of community members. Our sincere appreciation, International Organization for Migration and the United States, for your care of our Pakistani brethren. May your project help many families to begin their lives anew, blessed with an abundance of faith and hope in a bright future. Up next on Noteworthy News, Colombians gather to call for humane treatment of our co-inhabitants. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. More exemplary news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, resplendent news for a brilliant world. In animal welfare news, Colombians speak out for our precious co-inhabitants. More than 10,000 individuals gathered in Bogota to participate in the Global March for Animal Rights, which was held in several locations around the world. Our association members also took part distributing SOS flyers and displaying SOS banners promoting the compassionate lifestyle. Ms. Natalia Parra Osorio, Vice President of the National Organization of Friends of Animals in Colombia and an organizer of this event, discussed the plant-based diet.
Soy vegetariana desde hace 2 años y quiero invitar a todas las personas a que se detengan a pensar que los humanos tenemos otras alternativas para consumir. Desde Bogotá, Colombia, les queremos decir: sé vegano, sé ecológico, salva este planeta.
Tenemos una responsabilidad con lo que está pasando y lo mínimo que podemos hacer es que seamos vegetarianos.
Yo considero a todos los animales como mis hermanos. Sé vegano, sé ecológico para salvar el planeta.
Our heartfelt thankfulness to all who planned and participated in this important activity. Let's join in showing our love for our fellow beings and choose the cruelty-free vegan way today.
Sé vegano, sé ecológico para salvar el planeta.
Time for some light-hearted humor with an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Headquarters.
You know Mr. Kalama? He is the rich and famous owner of Sutu Electric Car Company. His headquarters is in the best building in town.
Where did he put the rest of his head?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Bravo, Supreme Master TV. May the good Lord, the creator of our noble earth, bless Supreme Master Ching Hai for your great work towards making peace between humans and animals and showing people on how and the importance of being vegan in order to save our planet. Chidi.
Spiritual Chidi, it is wonderful to hear from you. We are forever grateful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's profound compassion and untiring dedication to saving our planet. May each individual transition to the life-affirming plant-based diet as soon as possible. Heaven's blessings to you and your cherished ones.
If you have a heartline today, we welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be filled with the glorious song of God's eternal love. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Italy donates 6.2 million euros to assist Afghan farmers in the provinces of Herat, Bagdis, Farah and Ghul as part of a project seeking to improve livelihoods by improving storage methods as well as enhancing access to both local and international markets.
Speaking at a ceremony for university scholarship awardees, China's Minister of Education, Yuan Guiren, affirms the government's commitment to benefiting less fortunate students and to continually improving the quality of education.
After discovering the advanced acoustical properties of the area's ancient buildings, researchers from the National Autonomous University of Mexico conclude that the Mayan site of Palenque was designed with a sophisticated understanding of sound mechanics.
Senior leader of the Palestinian Hamas group, Mahmoud Zahar, affirms the party's commitment to achieving peace with Israel.
In recognition of the benefits of mutual investment in the private sector as well as energy cooperation, India and Russia agreed to enhance the trade between their countries with a goal of reaching $20 billion by 2015.
In accordance with the directives of the United Arab Emirates, President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, worshippers including leaders, citizens and residents, performed the Al Istisqa prayers to Allah for the blessings of rain to relieve the current drought.
As part of a 30-year tradition, three brothers, Mark, Howard, and Patrick Gaskin of Ontario, Canada, donate a cumulative total of 266 units of blood, benefiting up to 700 individuals, with Howard recently celebrating his 100th donation.
In a recent study of more than 2,500 adults aged 70 to 79, U.S. researchers find that those who consume a low-fat diet containing lots of fruits and vegetables decrease their risk of mortality over the 10 years of the study.
In an effort to further decrease harmful tobacco use, the state government of California, USA, announces plans to release a new set of television ads showing the impact of tobacco waste on the environment.
As a member of the COSPAS SARSAT organization, AULAC or Vietnam helps Cambodia with the satellite systems equipment installation and training for use in Cambodia's search and rescue activities.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.